5 Tenerife wineries to visit. Tenerife has so much to offer. And the thousands of tourists who visit us every year know it. Beyond sun and sand, the island has a rich enological heritage that magnetizes the wine-loving masses. We want to make your holiday easier for you, so when you're planning your tour, make sure you include our 5 top Tenerife wineries. Follow our tour and sample Tenerife's finest wines. Tenerife's winemaking tradition dates right back to 1497, when the Portuguese Fernando de Castro planted the first vineyard. It was just 1 year after the end of the conquest of the Canary Islands. The island's new residents found the volcanic soil particularly attractive, and cultivation soon commenced. In fact, these Tenerife wines became so famous that even Shakespeare and Sir Walter Scott named them in their works. Tenerife is the proud home of 5 designations of origin: Abono, Tacoronte Santiago, Vale de Guimar, Vale de la Orotava and Godon d'Ortaiçara. The island has become a leading wine tourism destination. Here are Princess Hotels and Resorts 5 top winery recommendations. Located across the island from north to south. Treat yourself to a day among the vines, and get ready to be bowled over by the striking wine flavors. Bodegas Munch. One of the island's most renowned wineries, Bodegas Munch, is in the municipality of El Sauzal to the north. Thanks to its long winemaking tradition, this Tenerife winery has become an industry leader. They grow several varieties of grapes: Liston Negro, Liston Blanco, Negramol, Marmagello, Tintilla and Vigerigo Negra, all used to create delicious red wines. The winery is also recognized as an excellent producer of white and rose wines, all meticulously macerated in oak barrels. The winery offers various wine experiences every day of the week. Examples include brunches as well as produce and wine tastings. And you can expect the unexpected, they offer tastings of wines aged in the deepest depths, as well as helicopter tastings and sessions beneath the stars. They also offer other unique activities like picnics, and even runs through their vineyards, if you're feeling active. Or, you could just take a guided tour. In short, an essential stop off on your tour of the island. Ready to be amazed? It has an incredibly rich history. The winery has family ties dating back to 1750. The current winery was created in 1956, and is located on an impressive sloped hillside with volcanic soil. You simply can't miss these next-level wine tourism experiences. They even put on theatrical performances. Address: Camino Cruz de Lindro, 36. El Sauzal. Telephone: 922-58-5027. Opening hours: 10-19 o'clock, every day. Guided tour schedule: 11/13/17 o'clock. Bodega Comarcal Vale de Guimar. The Bodega Comarcal Vale de Guimar is owned by a total of 152 families on the island, producing 2 wine brands, Picocho Marcial and Brumas de Elosa. For their whites, they grow Liston Blanco, Malvasia Blanca and Mascatel de Alejandria grape varieties. And for the reds, Verge Diego Negra, Negramol, Liston Negro and Merlot. These varieties have adapted perfectly to the altitude, volcanic soil and temperatures characteristic of the location. The winery also offers a number of guided tours of its facilities, with snack or lunch options. Choose from 3 experiences: guided tour with wine tasting and snacks, guided tour with wine tasting and lunch, and wine tasting on its own. All need to be booked in advance. Ready to be amazed? You'll find some incredible flavors. Their Brumas de Elosa Malvasia Aromatica, for example, was chosen as the best Canary Island wine for the last 2 years, 2023 and 2024. Address, Carretera Los Loros, Kilometer 45. Arafo. Telephone, 922-51-3055. Opening hours, Monday to Friday, 9:15 o'clock, Saturdays, 9:13 o'clock. Cumbres de Abono. The Cumbres de Abono Cooperative Society Winery was created in the municipality of Arauco in 1989 to address the deterioration of the sector in the south of the island. The winery produces its wines under the brands Cumbres de Abono, Flor de Chasna and Testamento. The red, white and rose wines are produced from grape varieties including Listón Blanco and Listón Negro, Merlot, Tempranillo, Ruby Cabernet, Babasso Negro, Syrah and Malvasia Aromatica. If you'd like to go on one of the winery's guided tours, you'll need to book a week in advance. They also offer wine tourism experiences. Their Flor de Chasna experience gives you the chance to see a wine production demo, and sample the wine, of course. And you'll find out about their olive oil. 2. Ready to be amazed. Discover the unique character of their wines, produced on an area of the island with desert conditions and scant rain, all year round. This gives the wines their signature flavor. You have to try them. Address, Camino El Viso, S/N-Tquaidite. Telephone, 922-76-8604. Opening hours, Monday to Friday, 7:15 o'clock, Saturdays, 8:13 o'clock. Bodegas Reverend. The Bodegas Reverend project was created by Eugenio Reverend Sierra. With an impressive 60 years of winemaking experience, he decided to expand his old winery with his son in 2006. Located in Villaflor, the vineyards produce Listón Blanco for dry white and fruity white wines, and Listón Negro, Tempranillo, Castellana and Cabernet Sauvignon, mainly for the reds. Firmly committed to modernization, this winery has expanded into much more than wine sales. It offers exclusive visits to its facilities upon request. You can choose from tastings with appetizers or snacks and live cooking demos. We recommend their unique Tide Under the Stars experience, a starlit dinner inside Tide National Park, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Ready to be amazed. These wines are born at high altitudes. The singular winery is located 1,300 meters above sea level in Villaflor, considered the Canary Islands' highest municipality. Revel in a unique wine experience on the slopes of Mount Tide. Address, Carretera General Villaflor. La Escalona. Los Quemados, 8. Telephone, 922-725044. Opening hours, Tuesday to Saturday, 10:14 o'clock, and Tuesday and Thursday, 15 o'clock, 17 o'clock. Proceso Campo. A family-run business located in Tacoronte, the Proceso Campo Winery offers a wide variety of wines. They grow three grape varieties, Listón Negro, Negramol and Castellana/Tintilla. It's all thanks to businessman Domingo López Arvelo, who, back in the 80s, decided to return to his roots and run the vineyards. There, you'll find the perfect pairing for your favorite dishes, whether white, rose or red wine. Want to surprise someone with a great bottle of wine? There are plenty of gift options at the winery. You can also order directly from the winery, and request delivery within Tenerife free of charge. Address, call Los Alamos de San Juan, 5, Tacoronte. Telephone, 922-571689. Opening hours, Monday to Friday, 8:16 o'clock. Ready to be amazed. The local climate is what makes it. The grapes are grown in northern Tenerife, where minimum temperatures can dip to 10 degrees. Added to the volcanic soil, it results in wines with the unique flavors of the area. Once you've been to these five Tenerife wineries, you'll be eager to try all their products. Don't miss your chance to see the facilities up close and personal and sample stunning wines. Plus, when you're on your wine tour of Tenerife, you could take in some of the island's most beautiful villages. And remember, when you're planning a trip to the island, look no further than our Princess Hotels and Resorts Group hotels.